The NCAA men's basketball tournament resumes tonight with a Sweet 16. The Kentucky Wildcats, a top seed filled with players who will be starters in the NBA, will face an opponent with some players who set their sights on MBAs. Still, basketball buffs say Cornell's Big Red is a really good team with a legitimate chance of pulling an upset. Mike Pesca reports.
Cornell's alumni include Dr. Atkins of the Diet, Dr. Heimlich of the Maneuver, and Dr. C. Everett Koop of the Beard. Among their men and women of letters is Professor William Strunk, who wrote The Elements of Style, the quintessential guide to usage and grammar. Strangely, the guide also provides some insight into the college basketball team. As heard here in the audiobook version, Strunk advised writers to take it hard to the hoop.
The habitual use of the active voice makes for forceful writing.
Cornell is a team that plays in the active voice. Past Ivy League champions, notably Princeton, slowed the game down and waited for a defensive breakdown as an opportunity to make a move. But Cornell's coach, Steve Donahue, knows that's not the key to his team's style of basketball.
For us to win this game, we need to be the team making plays. If we come out and we're saying, oh, we're going to hold the ball because they're really athletic and they get up and down, well, we're not going to play well. We got to be the aggressor.
To succeed at this method, Cornell needs talented athletes, not just role players who don't make mistakes. Take 6'7 shooter Ryan Whitman. Opposing teams use the same word for him that Strunk used for misplaced commas.
Such punctuation is indefensible.
Whitman's game and enthusiasm are hard to contain.
Our passion buckets are going to be filled to the brim tomorrow.
Passion buckets? It's actually an insidery phrase to listeners of Dan Patrick's syndicated radio show. Confounding the media with statements of veiled origin has become a specialty of this Cornell team. Last week, point guard Lewis Dale seemed to provide perspective beyond his years.
We got 8 seniors on this team, and we want to take this ride as long as we can, because after this, it's just nothing but babies and memories, so we want to just keep going.
Dale didn't acknowledge at the time that Babies and Memories was borrowed from the book and movie Friday Night Lights. By the way, Strunk says proverbial expressions and familiar phrases of literary origin require no quotation marks. Last week, the team was denied an actual basketball by the NCAA before their precisely allotted practice time, so they conducted a phantom layup line and mimed as best they could. That was goofiness, says senior John Jakes. But Babies and Memories? That part is kind of real.
It's definitely a funny quote, which is why we selected it. But it's true. I mean, 10 years from now, we're all going to be having kids and having reunions and stuff, and it's going to be only memories.
Jake says the memories are not simply of getting this far in the tournament. They go back to the beginning of the season, when the entire team, sans freshmen, found a big house to live in off campus. Not surprisingly, the team has exhibited the cohesion of a well-formed paragraph.
The writer must therefore, so far as possible, bring together the words and the groups of words that are related in thought.
Cornell thinks together, plays together, and therefore the story that they're writing flows like free verse. It's Kentucky's job to provide an alternative narrative. Many think the Wildcats will just be too fast, athletic, and aggressive for the Big Red. But as Strunk wrote, it is permissible to make an emphatic word or expression serve the purpose of a sentence. Upset would be such a word. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Syracuse.